Good morning. It's Wednesday, May the 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2014. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next few minutes of our prayer time. This is Global Time with Christ Jesus, and this program is designed to give us a facility for praying God's promises concerning the nations and the entire earth into manifestation. And we want to pray our peace in our lifetime, in our generation. And so, welcome to you this morning. Thank you for joining us. It's a wonderful day because we're seeing it. It's that simple. That makes it a wonderful day. Doesn't matter what the weather is like, what the temperatures are like. It's just something that we're to rejoice and to praise God about. Right now, the temperature in our city, in our town, is 62 degrees, and that's not bad for a spring day. Yesterday was quite warm, so to speak, kind of a beach day. So we thank God. Today we are wanting to pray as we normally do, and pray into God's promises and get before His throne. And today we want to make note of the wilderness experience which every man and woman of God eventually encounters. The wilderness experience. And our scripture today looks at Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2. And it says, "And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." Well, we don't like the idea of a wilderness experience, but it's something that's part of the course. And it speaks of the narrowing of the road that we are traveling on, where it's just you and God. The road gets that narrow. And from what we just saw in the scripture, the wilderness experience humbles us. It says that he might humble you, testing you. So it provides tests, which we would be obliged to do everything that we can to pass. And then it allows the Lord to know what is in your heart. It reveals our hearts, whether we would be obedient to his commands or not. And so the wilderness experience, as much as it's not something that we go looking for, or request, but it's necessary to humble us, to test us, so that God can see what in fact is in our hearts. And not that our hearts are hidden from him, it's just that our hearts are the source of whatever we do. Whether we be obedient or not, it comes from an action of our hearts. Whether we would keep his commandments or not. So the wilderness experience is a kind of suffering. And that suffering brings out the worst in everyone. What do we mean by that? It shows whether there is pride in our hearts. And if there is pride, it comes out, it shows, it's revealed. It also reveals who or what we have placed our trust in. We place our trust in our bank accounts, or are we trusting God? It also forces us to get on our knees and acknowledge our dependence on God. That's something that we want to always calibrate or tune up, making sure that we are dependent on him. And it also reveals the intentions behind our desires. Okay, so you want this or you want that. What is the real motivation? And then there's tribulation. So it all adds up to tribulation. Tribulation is the flame that tests and strengthens our faith. So we are forced to cling. And we'll cling to what we're depending on and who we're depending on. So tribulation works patience. It strengthens our faith. So these are some things that are associated with the wilderness experience. Every believer goes through that at some point. And in so doing, God's grace is revealed. Because he's the one that takes care of his people. In the case of the Israelites, they were taken care of supernaturally. All their needs were being met and provided for them in the desert. They had no choice but to depend on God for food every day. And every morning was a reminder that God never forsakes those who trust him. And this morning is no different. Welcome to you. God bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness, for joining us on this day for a time of prayer, a time of speaking with the Lord, a time of being open to his challenge and to his voice in our hearts. Amen. Now, I have a praise report. In our neighborhood, there's this choir that sings every single morning in the wee hours of the morning, and they're singing even now as we speak. Yes, they're the Birds. And they put on quite a show every single morning. That's something I thank God for. They're consistent. And I hear the same voices every morning. So the individuals must be very consistent and faithful to their choir rehearsals and performances, because I hear the same voices every morning. And so God is great and he's wonderful, isn't he? I had suggested to us that we would make a list of those people on whom we're focusing our prayers. Those individuals that the Holy Spirit impressed upon our hearts that we should pray for them. They are near to us, but in some cases, they may be far from Christ. And so we suggested that we write their names down. If we have a vision for their deliverance, then write the vision. And we keep that before our eyes. And the scripture says, write the vision so that he that readeth it will run with it. And the first person that reads the vision is you and I. Whatever we've written down is the vision. And so we run with it. In other words, we carry it, we participate in it, we're involved in it. God's plan is that we would be the ones that he would use. On my list, I have a few people. Before we get to my list, I just want us to remember that God's goodness and God's mercy. There are people that we had prayed for and continue to pray for. And I want to list their names. These are people that needed a divine supernatural touch of healing and deliverance from various illnesses. And we want to remember Michelle Lewis and Etta Bullock, Deacon Michael Gregory, and Anne Green. These are just a few people that we have prayed for, that God has raised them up, and they're doing really well. He has brought them through whatever it was that they were dealing with as far as physical health. And we know that because we are seeing them. And that means that God has answered their prayers as well as ours and prayers of others. concerning them. So for that, we thank God. That's a wonderful praise report. Now, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer for their continued strengthening, their continued quickening, and positive health results. So we thank God for these four persons and any others that I may fail to remember at this point. I just wanted to underline the fact that God is answering prayer, and for that we are extremely grateful. We're dependent on Him. But then I want to move to some people that are on my list. The very suggestion I offered to you, I'm following. There's right now four people, in fact five, that I can think of that I would like to pray for, or rather that I am praying for. And the reason I'm praying for them is because I would like to see them saved, mightily delivered by God. The light of Jesus Christ comes into their lives and interacts with their hearts such that they are saved, truly, truly saved. These are wonderful people, but right now they do not know the Lord as their personal Savior. And I would love to see on that day they're walking right alongside of us, entering his glory, being with Him. So the opportunity for that presents itself now. So I have five people. It's four and one. I'll explain that in a minute. But the first person that I'm praying for is a wonderful young lady by the name of Ronnie. And then there's another friend of ours by the name of Bruno. And another friend by the name of Ahmed. And another friend by the name of Darfur. These are four people that we're praying for that we want God to intervene powerfully, miraculously, just like He did with us, and bringing them out of any darkness into His marvelous light. I'd like to pray for these four right now. These are on my list. In the meantime, you may want to prepare to share the people that you are praying for with us so that we can join you as we're all doing now as I pray for the four people, Ronnie, Bruno, Ahmed, and Darfur. These are wonderful people that are part of my community, our community, where we live. And we see them almost every day. And they're just good for our community because they're good, decent people. However, wouldn't it be wonderful if they all became luminaries in the sky of God's glory? Because the light of Jesus Christ has come in and illuminated them in a powerful way, caused them to shine. Let us pray. Father, we come before You and we do so humbly on this brand new day that You've given to us as an outstanding gift, a day that represents opportunity for us to speak of Your goodness, to show forth Your glory by our smile, by our attitudes that carry the aroma of Your love and Your goodness and Your grace to others everywhere we go today, everywhere, every person, every place that we touch, that it would be changed because of Your presence with us. And You've sent us on assignment. You've sent us forth mightily. So we thank You today for the grace that's available to us. We thank You for the mercy that comes right from Your throne to separate us from our errors and our ways and our sins, the acts of the flesh that have displeased you and have not shown forth your glory. We invite your forgiveness, and we ask for your forgiveness concerning these issues, and that the blood of Jesus Christ, that precious blood that was shed so freely for us, that cleanses, that would clean us from all unrighteousness, pour it over our souls to make us new in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. Today we pray for Ronnie and for Bruno and for Ahmed and for Darfur. Father, we pray that these hungry and thirsty individuals would find satisfaction in Christ in the name of Jesus, that they would be drawn to you by your Holy Spirit, your bands of love, because you love them already. You care about them already. And you know the plans you have for them already. You're waiting for them to answer, to call on you, and you will hear from heaven, and you will answer them. We thank you for stretching forth your hand of mercy, your hand of rescue, of salvation, in their direction, to raise them up. Even this day is a day that they're drawn closer to you. They'll feel an increasing hunger and thirst for righteousness, not knowing from where it came, but knowing that they would like to be satisfied in their souls, in their inner man, in a person, and that you will miraculously provide the satisfaction. You would cure their hunger and their thirst because of your Son's complete work to bring salvation into their lives. So pour your light into their lives so that they will have the abundant life. They will come to life. They will be resurrected on the inside on this day. We thank you for allowing us to stand in the gap for them, to represent them before your mighty throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm believing God for the salvation of these poor individuals. If you met them, you would love them. And all the more the reason why we want them to taste and see that the Lord is good.
Now, the next person that I'm praying for is the new mayor of the city of Newark. Well, he's the mayor-elect, hasn't been sworn in yet. He'll be sworn in another week or so, something like that. But he is the new mayor-elect, and his name is Roz Baraka. And so there's a tremendous challenge on his plate heading up the state of New Jersey's largest city. That is a blessed city. It was founded many, many years ago, over 300 years ago, by believers coming up from the state of Connecticut, a place called Branford, Connecticut. That's why we have the name Branford Place intersecting with Broad Street right here in the city of Newark. Because the church right there, Old First Church, was the church they attended. And we're talking about the Freeling-Heising family, the Stephen Crane family, the Robert Treat family, and they bought the land called Newark, which extended into Union County and Bergen County. All of that was the land Newark that was purchased from the Hackensack Indians by these believers, and they expressly declared that they came to found a city that's as close to the kingdom of God as possible. That's a declaration that still stands in bronze on the wall at the Robert Street Hotel, downtown Newark. So the battle has been on for this city. The enemy has sought to oppose the kingdom purposes of God concerning this city. So that is why I want to pray, and I'm praying for Raz Baraka, because I believe God is going to use him during these next 4 years. So would you please join me, particularly if you live in our territory? I mean, you don't have to, to pray for him, but I'm just saying that then you would be acutely aware of the challenges that this city faces, the challenges of redevelopment, rebuilding, which much of that is going on, and also the reduction of crime, as any major city has as a task right now. Father, we thank you for the elections and the results. We know that the results are not something that caught you by surprise. You saw and oversaw what it is. Father, now you're depending on your people who reside in this city, who care about this city, even those that live outside the city, that would like to see the positive outcomes that make for prosperity for people, for safety, for secure life. We put our hearts together on that issue, that you will visit this city in a mighty way. You have done that before, where over 3,000 souls came to the Lord in one day, right in this city in the past. This is the city of Jonathan Edwards, great man of God, during the awakenings. So you have a plan for this city, and we pray that the man that now heads up this city, that you would surround him with men and women that will speak truth to power, and will guide and pray for him and advise him on what is best according to your plans for this city. So bless Mayor Baraka. Bless the seat in which he sits. We pray for the building in which he sits, which is City Hall. And we pray for all of the people that work there, that there would be a unity like never before, a oneness of mind and purpose for your glory and for the benefit of this city. Bring this city together wherever it's fractured. Cause the diverse populations to function as one organism on behalf of your kingdom for the sake of the people. In Jesus' name, strengthen him. Protect him. Give him the wisdom that he needs, even as he calls on you, knowing that he has limitations. Bless him. Bless his going out, his coming in. Bless his laying down and his rising up. Bless him in the field and in the city. Reveal yourself to him anew and fresh. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Oh, good.
Yes, the outcome of that will benefit each and every one of us. One of the things that I can tell you that may please your heart and should please your heart is that he has surrounded himself with men and women of God as his transition group, people that would help him in the transition from the old to the new, and that is a good thing. He acknowledges the power of God because he sees his election or his winning of the election, his assignment, as a miracle. And it was. And so he acknowledges God. So that is why we want to have him on our prayer list. Okay, your lines are open. Once again, welcome to all of you. I'm so blessed by you and your presence on our prayer cast. If you have a praise report or a prayer item, a prayer target, share it with us so that we can bring together our faith, power, and the power of agreement. Amen. So this is your opportunity. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning and welcome.
God bless everyone. I have a prayer. I had a young lady on yesterday. And just started speaking with her. I didn't know her from before, but I did a conversation with her.
Okay. Would you repeat, because momentarily your sound dropped out, if you would repeat your statement and speaking just a little bit louder, please.
She's from the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
No, she's from Dominica. Not the Dominica, she's from Dominica. And we engaged in speaking. She found out that I was from Trinidad, and then she informed me that her mother is about to have surgery, and the only place that can do the surgery is a doctor that is in Trinidad. And so I offered to get her mother's name so that we could pray for her.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother has a very bad goiter in her throat.
Okay.
Where it is the blood vessels are actually pushing it and squeezing it to the point where she is having problems to breathe, pushing
okay.
her windpipe back. So her mother's name is Christiana Henry, and the person that I was speaking to, her daughter's name is Cheryl. So if we could lift Christiana up in prayer, she's going for surgery next week.
Okay, and she's going from the... from Dominica to Trinidad.
Trinidad, yes, to remove this goiter that is in her throat. They said normally it grows on the outside, but hers is growing on the inside, and therefore pushing this blood vessel against her windpipe.
Yes, I've seen that condition. Never seen one on the inside, but normally they appear on the outside of the throat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Area.
Yes.
Okay. Well, God did invent the medical school. He's the one that teaches and has trained humanity about the body. And so he will be present on the, you know, in the operating theater to strengthen, to guide, and to heal. So let us acknowledge that right now. Father, we thank you that we can call upon you. We can call out to you and your word and your promises that you will hear from heaven and you will answer. We thank you, Lord, that you are everywhere and you will be in the operating room on the day of this surgery for this lady, that she will experience healing and health in the name of Jesus. Your arm stretched forth will be the arm that touches her as the surgeon thinks guides his actions to relieve the trauma, to relieve the disease and the issue, so that everything goes successfully in the name of Jesus. Thank you for providing the open door for her to get healing in Jesus' name. So we send your word right now, even now, even now, in the name of Jesus, that your extended hand of mercy will touch her. One touch from you fixes everything. In Jesus' name. And we are believing for her and with her right now. We are putting our faith together on her behalf. In Jesus' name. Amen. We speak peace to her. We speak peace to her family. A peace that passes all understanding, that they are not able to explain, but they just know the outcome, that you've touched them. You have touched the mother. In Jesus' name we pray. And all the people said, amen and amen.
Amen.
And the word amen means, so let it be. That's what we're saying. So let it be. Hallelujah. Okay. Is there anyone else that has someone on your list that you train for? That's one of the privileges that we have, that we want to regularly step into. There are people that cannot get a prayer through because they don't know how. And if we do, guess who gets the assignment? We do. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Well, good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, good morning. It sounds like Linda.
It's me. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How is the weather in South Carolina?
Oh, we are very hot down here right now. We're in the 90s, the upper 90s.
Good, good for you. You can, don't try to share any of that with us. We're good.
But we give the glory to God. We take what we can get.
Amen.
I'm doing well, but I'm asking you all to keep me in prayer. The last time I went to the doctor, which was last week, mm-hmm. I got some news that was good and some that was not so good. From March 21st to May 9th, when I had the surgery, the whole time I had the cast on, it didn't do any good. So it was 5 weeks and 4 days. I should have gone into surgery immediately on March 21st. So all
or
this
you're saying,
time that I
you're
was
saying,
cast,
you're saying right after the accident, it would have been better for you to have the surgery immediately.
Yes, that's what it should have done, because the tendons were so crushed and so messed up. It
wow.
did no good the whole time. But thank God, and thank God the doctor I had who did the surgery on May 9th was such a great doctor. She was able to do miracles with the help of God. So now I'm on the road to recovery, and it's just that it's going to take that much longer because I lost all that time. But I always say this, there's a reason why God did not allow me to have the surgery at that hospital. Whatever reason it is, I can't get that back. I'm grateful for what I have now. And
okay.
I'm on the
praise,
road.
Praise God. Praise
yes.
God. And even as you shared, I was quick to observe that you had a female surgeon. And
oh,
I can tell
yes.
you, there's some things that require minute detail where a female is superior to a male. And so my heart and spirit was quickened when you said she, which told me that you had a female surgeon. But I'll tell you what the Lord will do right now, though. Hopefully your right hand is free. Take your right hand and put it on the area of your leg, your foot, wherever the issue is. Do that now.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask all of our prayer team to stretch forth your hand as if you're right there on the scene with Linda. And we are going to invite God's healing afresh in a new way. And as Linda said, she doesn't know why things turn out the way they did in terms of timing, but we'll find out, wouldn't we? Because, you know, God has the end of the story all the time. He has the last say. So
yes.
let us stretch forward our hand as if to touch and join Linda's right hand. Let us stretch forward our right hand right now. How many know that South Carolina is not out of God's reach? From Jersey, you know, God is all over. Father, we know how you feel about the sick and the suffering. You demonstrated through your son and his ministry here on earth. And Father, you haven't changed. You're the same God of yesterday, today, and you will be the same God forever. You still have compassion, and you still have mercy. You still have healing in your wings. And right now, we join our faith to Linda's right now, and even to her doctors, because we believe her doctor is believing for her complete recovery. Now, Father, you do what you can do best, and that's to heal. We are depending on you right now. We stretch forth our hand towards Linda's leg right now, believing that you're using us right this minute to arrest anything negative that may be happening. And we release health and strength, newness, fresh energy for the vessels, the cells of the blood, carrying optimum energy of healing to this part of the foot and leg. We speak to every tissue that it responds now to renewal, restoration, and healing in the name of Jesus. That this area begins to feel an extra sense of supply in Jesus' name, of health, blood to it, healing, healthy blood to it. And every bone will begin to respond properly to health in Jesus' name, so that healing is sped up starting right now. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of us say amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Nothing is too hard.
I want to thank you, Pastor, your prayer partners. I praise
thank
you.
You.
I thank you. I appreciate you all. May God bless
thank
you.
You very much. May God bless you too, Linda. And
thank you.
Go ahead and relax, have peace. It'll be okay. Everything is okay.
I know it will be. God has spoken.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, the doctor is going to begin to tell you that when you go visit her. Whoever it is, they begin to tell you those very words. Everything is okay. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. The sky is overcast in our region, and the temperature is still, I'm sure, in the 60s. It's still 62. The sun is not out that we can see, but guess what? The sun is shining anyhow. We just can't see it. It is shining, and so we thank God for this day. It looks like our time is moving quite quickly. And
Good morning. It's me.
Yes. Good morning. And who is this?
It's Sister Seraphine.
Hi, Seraphine. Good morning to you. God bless you.
Good morning. I always see you by the setting where I can't talk to you, but I just wanted to send a word of encouragement your way. It seems like you are dealing with so many projects that you would like to accomplish and a lot of obstacles. And so I just wanted to send a word of encouragement your way and just to let you know that there are people who are praying for you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm leaning on the Lord heavily. I've learned and continue to learn to shut down my head, and what I mean by that is I'm a thinker, and I like to think things through. And I'm learning more and more. Sometimes you just don't even bother to think about it. Just think on what you know for sure, and that is the promises of God and His power.
Amen.
So,
amen.
So I thank you for your prayers. In fact, I saw you last week, and I had to be on the move. I didn't get a chance to heal you. But I trust that your prayers are being answered, and there is something I wanted to say to you that's of a it's no secret, but it's only for you. So it's a word that the Lord gave me for you. So we'll talk. Maybe I'll give you a call and share that with you. But be blessed, and thank you so much for being part of our prayer team.
Amen.
And know that God has raised you up for such a time. So don't give up. Don't surrender. Paul says, having done all, to stand.
Amen.
And this morning, as I was meditating, prepping myself for the program today, that's the scripture. The Lord brought that scripture into my spirit. And standing, He opened it up, what Paul was talking about. And Paul was saying much of what he meant in that statement had to do with prayer. You know, having done all. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we are on our way out of here for this day, and I do thank all of you for your prayer. Just want to remind you that when you're sitting down to have a meal, just as you're praying for your meal, you're blessing your meal, ask God to bless Pastor Gregory and his wife Elizabeth, and we're doing fine. God is keeping us. I know He is, because He's strengthening us because of all the things we do and are on our plate. It has to be God that's keeping us. It's unbelievable. So we thank you for your prayers. So continue to pray for us, if you will, and we will pray, and I'm praying for you. May God bless you richly on this particular day. Look for the blessing. Expect it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, I would love to share with you a benediction as we leave. And 1 Peter 4, verse 11, the first part of verse 11 says, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hide that word in your heart. In the name of Jesus. May God bless you richly.
Another line, have a blessed